Brad with you.
Thank you.
He'll be right with us. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, George.
President, I'd like to read you a telegram. That's Monday advance that I grabbed just before Mexico. One, if Lisbon does not have either the power or will to arrange for departure of three major rebel leaders at headquarters, we seriously question his ability or will to carry out agreement once the government is formed. We should therefore continue to insist on the original plan to pay over these for the three-level rebel leaders.
I wouldn't own that first sentence. I'd make it stronger than that. I'd say if he doesn't have the will or the power or the desire to even agree to do it, right, it is obvious,
right,
that we'd have a pig in a poke and that he wouldn't do it later. He wouldn't do it later. Therefore, we couldn't survive at home. I'd let Bundy know he's coming back to a bunch of... He's coming in to the lion's den. He's down there enjoying himself, but he better realize that he's going to be facing Dick Russell and Bill Fulbright, and all of them won't know why we put the communists in charge. If Guzman doesn't have the will or the desire or won't even agree to get rid of him after he takes power, then obviously he wouldn't get rid of others that need to go. And in this situation, we could not survive.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, and I'll keep it up.
I want to shake him up a little bit.
Keep it up just that way.
All right.
Two, we would not regard expulsion of Gonzalez, Pena, Taveras, or Garcia, or Herman as a substitute. If agreed, therefore, safeguards work, they would be thrown out or interred anyway. Three, in addition, you should insist on the following safeguards. A, identified communists troubling in the order of 20 will be promptly deported. The steps will be taken to identify...
I just cut out the 20. I don't know why you got it. Why you list 20?
Well,
what do you want to deport 20 and leave 40?
All right. I
just say identifiable communist according to the San Juan understanding.
Right.
Will be taken into custody, put on island or peninsula or something along the line of the San Juan understanding. That's what Bosch told me, that he would take all of them into custody and take them to some island or peninsula.
Right, and then expelled or interned.
That's right. Yeah,
fine. Well,
I'd cut out the 20. I don't care about 3 or 20. I just want the people that are going to bring us about again 4 months from now to be gotten out of there.
Yeah, well, I was following problems.
Fine. Well, Bob and Bundy got 20 somewhere. I don't know where it came in, but I'm not interested in 20. I'm interested in communists per se.
All right. Steps will be taken to identify other communists, whether in civilian or military life. As identified, these communists will be immediately placed under surveillance. And if at any time any evidence develops of a broader threat to the security of government, they will be immediately expelled or interned.
That's right.
You should insist on language of original draft of the San Juan Agreement with regard to communist safeguards.
I think you've really done that in the upper ones. Go ahead.
Four, we would prefer that you proceed with exploratory talks with Imbert without awaiting conclusion of final agreement with Guzman. However, if you feel strongly that this...
I'd say you are Mora.
All right. You are Mora, feel strongly.
I'd say you are Mora could explore them before finishing with it.
Right.
Mora's talking to him now, as I understand it.
Right.
You, Mora, are any other desirable emissary, maintain contact and proceed with discussions with Imbert et al.
Right.
Before wrapping up Guzman.
Right.
All right.
Then this is something Bob suggested. However, if you feel strongly that this is not advisable before a further conference with Guzman, you may delay approach to Imbert until tomorrow.
That's all right. I don't care. Now, is that all?
No. Then, although it is obviously desirable that Imbert accept the Greek cabinet list if possible, we are prepared to consider one or more alternative suggestions, excluding Imbert himself if he finds any names on list totally objectionable.
That's all right, and I would say, including addition of pro-Imbert people who are not Trujillo's.
Right. Good. And then I had one further paragraph. We recognize that these instructions may increase difficulty of reaching a final understanding, but we are not prepared to accept the deal that does not meet our full requirements. If your efforts to reach an understanding should in fact meet a dead end, we would propose that Mora bring to the meeting of the foreign ministers the details of what each side is prepared to accept. Brazilian, Argentinian, Ecuadorian, and hopefully other ministers plan to arrive in Washington on May 27th. We would expect Mora to make clear to ministers that the United States has carried the ball as far as possible, pending the development of OAS arrangements to assume responsibility for establishing government. With the creation of the Inter-American Forum, the meeting of the foreign ministers, the OAS should now carry on from there.
That's all right. That's a little vague, but that's all right. Now, the only suggestion I would have is these people are pretty sensitive and pretty excitable and pretty worn out, and they, like all of us, when we get in that shape, they're going to think that we in Washington just upset the best laid plans of mice and men. So I would go back over that telegram. And instead of saying you're ordered or you're directed or you're instructed, I'd say it is our view or something, or it is our hope or something. Let's go back, read the first sentence of it.
If this fund does not have either power or will to arrange for departure of three major rebel leaders, then I'll modify
the way. All right, now go on into where you're instructed.
You should therefore continue to insist.
We believe you should insist.
All right.
And then the other way is you got two or three others in there. He's just in the humor now to say that, damn it, I've got a formula and you guys busted up. But I just think it'd wreck him for life if he'd go to the hill without any more than he's got.
Sure. No, well, I understand that, Mr. President. I'll temper it down so it sounds a little better.
Now, another thing that I think, I don't know whether to put it in the noir, I think you could. What I want to do, George, is this. I want to assure Imbert, I don't know what you call me, but you can say that I want to assure Imbert, number one, there are going to be no communists in the government.
Right.
Number two, that those that are left are going to be under surveillance and gotten rid of if they raise their head. At three, we'd like to have a national unity government made up of people who are liberal but not communist.
Right.
Which would be Bosch people.
Right.
Balaguer people, two or three there. And Imbert people, two or three there.
Right.
I would think if you had three embered people that are not recognized as Trujillo's or dictators or anything like that, but pro-embered people, friends of his, kind of like you, I think, or Henry Fowler, are not recognized as necessarily the super liberals, but at the same time, pretty progressive people that are Johnson's spokesmen. And that's what I want. I'd like the embered to have about two or three of that type that wouldn't be obnoxious to people, but would be his friends that he'd feel like represented. I'd like the Balaguer to have a couple. That would be about five. And about six of Bosch's, or maybe six of Embert's and Balaguer's and five of Bosch's, making the cabinet 11. Something of that order. Then I would like to say to Embert, we'll take care of you the rest of your life, and we'd like to see you come as ambassador to the United States, because you got to get $100 million or $200 million. And you got to get it out of these committees that are reactionary, and the liberals all going to be for spending money and giving it to them anyway. And we're going to have to convince the Dick Russells and the Fulbrights and the Tom Dodds and the Russell Longs and the Frank Lausches, the rest of them, that we got a $100 million program. And we'd be glad you'd come here, either as an ambassador or the head of an aid mission, or the head of a reconstruction mission. We'll give you plenty of security. We'll give you plenty of to live on. And we'll guarantee you that the power of the 50 states and the fleet and the airplanes and the bombs will A, not let any communists get in the government, B, not let any communists rise to power, and C, reconstruct for your people. Now, if you demand anything else, you're a selfish bastard looking out after yourself, because we're looking after your philosophy, and we're looking after your people. And that's the way they, Cy Vance and them, ought to put it to Embert. Now, if you don't think your ambassador would do, or you don't think the head of a reconstruction mission of the United States would do, then don't do it. But I would give serious thought to sending Vance a note and saying that Mr. Arnold, or whatever my name is, feels that the approach to Embert should include the following: assurance there'll be no communists in the government, B, that we will not give any assistance or support any government that has a communist in it, that B, that allows communists to roam at large influencing, C, that has any revenge toward any Embert or U.S. people. I just kind of put us both of them in there. We would like to have him head a reconstruction mission, or the ambassador or something, where his security was safe and where he could really rehabilitate his people. And so we take care of his philosophy of government. We take care of his people. We'll put in the necessary aid program. We've got his folks in the government, and we've got a job and annuity to him. We've got him everything he could have except the presidency, and he cannot have that if he negotiates till doomsday. There's no use killing a bunch of people en route. I'd give Cy Vance a separate statement on that as our approach to it.
Right, sure.
Okay.